Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I will be interviewing a very unusual gentleman named Alf Markeson, and he has a passion and skill set for helping others connect in a very, very unique way. What he has done is developed a program, basically, and I'll let him further explain it, known as the RIP Card. That's RIPCARD.com is where the website is, and I'm going to let him tell you all about it. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. I can assure you, anybody that's listening to this has not seen anything quite like this before. It's phenomenal, and I've been very, very impressed with it. So, Alf, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
You know, Tim, first of all, thanks for getting me on the call. I really appreciate it. You know, it's kind of a funny story, and I'll try to make it short. I've been an event planner and promoter in San Francisco, California for about 20 years. And it actually the idea came out of a necessity, and it was me being in the following scenario. I would print up a beautiful flyer with all the description of my event, and I would meet somebody at a conference or at another party or a barbecue or what have you, and I would give them an invitation to my event, and I had about 30 seconds to pitch it. And I was like kicking myself because I didn't really get what I wanted in return after meeting somebody for the first time in 30 seconds. You can't just ask for a phone number or an email. And in this case, it would have been
critically important for an event seminar person such as yourself to be able to get the lead that way, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's how I build my list. I build my list
Sure. Very
carefully and very organically, and I'm very picky with who gets to be invited, because in this case it would have been for a party. For instance, I rented City Hall in San Francisco, had 5,000 people for a Halloween party, upscale crowd. So I would kick myself going, dang, I could not get their email. So I went home and I started thinking, I said, what can I give them first in order to get what I want? So you kind of follow the spiritual law of give before you receive. So I came up with a business card, actually, that is now being called the RIP card. And it's called the RIP card because it's a regular, if you visualize a regular business card with a perforation down the middle vertically. And it has a front and a back side. And it would become a VIP pass once I initialed with my name and I would write plus one, because nobody's going to go to a party alone. And in return for an email address. And I would say something like this. Listen, I know you only met me for 30 seconds. I have a way to give you a free pass. That's going to be worth anywhere from $50 to $100. You can bring a friend in. You're on my VIP list. All I'm asking for in return is an email address. And I tell you, even if you'd want to lie about the email address, you're welcome to. But trust me, after you come to my party, you're going to want to be on my list. I just kind of wanted to put them at ease. You know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how the card came about, and then I started thinking, Jesus, I could do this for other people, other businesses. And that's when I started doing test marketing in real estate for hair salons, attorneys. I mean, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you have a customer or have access to your ideal customer through another business or channel, you can use these cards to give them something first to come and try your service or business or product in return for building your list.
You told me a very interesting story the other day, Alf, about the beauty salon or hair salon.
Yeah.
And that particular one. Could you share that? And I don't mean to knock you off your game here or whatever, because everything you're saying is fantastic, fantastic. But
yeah.
I really thought, because one of the things I'm looking to do with this is to, I'm doing a series of these teleseminars with all kinds of people, different people's skill sets. Yet everybody, whether it's a business or service, they are looking to, get their name out there with more clients. And I think what you have here is absolutely brilliant. And I think the example you gave me last week as far as the hair salon thing really, really cut right to the chase. So could you tell us that one?
Absolutely, yes. So here's another scenario. Hairstylist, a hair salon owner here in San Francisco, California, bought my cards, and he
event. Now, this actually happened, and I know I'm emphasizing this not to you,
yeah,
Alf, but to our listeners that this is
right.
This actually happened. You know, true event.
It's a real deal, yeah. And he started giving these cards out to his existing customers. He didn't even go out to solicit new customers. So he started giving these cards to his existing customers, and in a five-week period, he had 32 new customers come in being referred directly from his existing customers, and he had a way to track that.
How quickly was that?
Five weeks.
32 new customers.
Right, 32 new customers that have now, mind you, already been qualified by his existing customers because his existing customers wouldn't refer a 16-year-old kid that's looking for the most fancy upscale hairdo when his clients are usually from 40 to 60 years old. So they become pre-qualified. And each, as he tears the card in half, each card has a number on it, identical number. So he would give one half to the customer. He would actually collect the information from his existing customer, such as email and name, and the hair salon owner would hold on to that. And the existing customer would give it to a friend or somebody they thought would like his service, and that card would be brought back to the store, and he would know exactly which customer that actually referred him because it would match it up with the number. And he would give more than one card. He would maybe give 5-10 cards to one person. And and that's how he was able to track it.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's something. I need to jump in here, Tim. There's one thing that's really important about the referrals, because a personal referral, will take out all the clutter, and somebody that gets a referral from a friend will trust that. And actually, it's a 10-to-1 ratio when it comes to a personal referral combined to any marketing campaign combined, meaning if a marketing campaign consists of a salesperson, a TV advertisement, and a direct mail campaign, a personal referral will outdo that campaign 10-to-1 in effectiveness.
Well, I believe
I absolutely believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. Because the hardest part, which we've learned about with our marketing seminars that, you know, you and I have attended, is getting the client to, approach you in the first place.
Yep.
You know, as far as any kind of business is concerned. Yeah. So this is just a wonderful, wonderful program you've got going here. So go ahead, tell us some more about it. And maybe you could share the, and again, if I'm knocking you one way or the other, you know, just go the direction you want to go in. But you were going to, you had told me also, and I'm very excited about this, and I'm going to personally definitely let my other people that will be listening to this teleseminar that I get the word out to, that I am planning on being one of your affiliates out here in Pennsylvania and, getting the word around. And I don't know if you're in the position to discuss the affiliate program because you're so new with this, but if you'd like to, that would be great.
Yeah, we're setting it up right now, actually. I hired a person this week, actually, as we're speaking. So within 2 weeks, starting from August 8th, we should have an affiliate program in place. And the cool part about it is that once people start using these cards, we'll train them how to use the cards, and it'll be repetitive. So it'll be a residual referral link you get. You will get paid every time they keep on ordering these cards. So, so that's the cool part. Now one thing I should...
Right on your site, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. That will be right on ripcard.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at ripcard.com, ripcard.com, as you mentioned earlier. Now, I could add a couple of things to this story, which is very important to understand.
When
I was talking to some of the clients that wanted to use my cards, one person wanted to put, I'll just print 15% off or 10% off, and I kind of grinched a little bit because I knew that this is not what the card is about. It's about a personal relationship. So I sat down with this one lady. This happened to be another hair salon owner. And what I'm going to show you now, Tim, which is kind of a useful tool that Jay Abram talks about, it's called the lifetime value of a client.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I sat, and I'll give you a scenario, and anyone that's listening could actually use this for their own business too. So I sat down with her after she made that statement that she wanted to put like 10-15% on the card printed on. I said, let me ask you a question. What do you charge for a haircut? She said, $75. So it's an upscale salon, right?
Sure.
Then I asked her, how many times does that typical customer come in for a haircut? She said maybe 5 to 6 times a year. So actually, she said a little more, but we average it out at 6 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, okay, how many years do they normally stay with you? And I think, don't quote me on it, but I think she said like 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we plug that number in. And then I asked her, okay, what else do they buy? Oh, yeah, that's right. Some of them might get hair coloring. They may do hair treatment. Mm-hmm. They may buy shampoo. So we average that out to a number. And then I asked her, okay, so what are the chances when you get a new customer come in the store, what are your chances of keeping that customer? And she said, well, it's at least 50%. So I said, okay, listen, I just calculated that you have somewhere around $3,000, $3,400 of a lifetime value in a client when they walk in the first time into a store. That is your opportunity. And you need to make an offer. When you get to offer somebody to come into your store for the first time through somebody else, you need to knock that ball out of the ballpark. You can't fiddle around with 10%. Because,
no.
As a matter of fact, you can almost afford to give away a free haircut if you understand the lifetime value of that client. So
mm-hmm.
you don't need to go
mm-hmm.
that drastic, but you could offer 50% off.
Sure.
And the math will be very easy. And the more you get this exposed to and get them to come into your store, you're going to win. There's no way you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
So that changed her outlook on that, and she totally changed the way she approached the card. So that's one thing that I felt was very, very important to understand. So when you have that opportunity to get a client referred to you from somebody else, make sure that's an offer that's not just a free glass of wine or an appetizer at your restaurant.
Sure. Well, not only that, but going by what you said as far as what Jay teaches us, all the value is on the back end. It's not
that's right.
You know, one and done, you know, somebody comes in one time. Like you said, when you explain the lifetime value, and none of us are selling a product or service. We're all selling a feeling, state, or mood, which, you know, I learned this from Tony Robbins. And so it's a case where people feel good about you, they trust you, they like you, that kind of thing, that they want to do business with friends. And so the idea, I totally agree with what you said, you know, give them something that will knock it out of the park, 50% off, a free haircut, whatever it is, makes total sense.
Yeah, and we haven't even taken into the consideration that now you actually have a new customer again that you can use the same referral system on. They
mm-hmm.
now already understand it. They saw how
mm-hmm.
they got to go there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now you start taking care of those people that help you bring in the people, and that doesn't necessarily have to be a haircut. So this is another thing I'm teaching people. Think a little bit out of the box. They may really appreciate two tickets to the ball game for bringing you in
mm-hmm.
a couple of
sure.
or a free dinner at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Sure. Or you have a relationship with
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Or you have a relationship with the nail salon down the street. It could be any and all. So I'm teaching people another thing too, Tim. It's that I tell them, okay, if you don't have existing customers now, look at the following. You paint a picture of your ideal customer. Where does that customer go before, during, and after they would have bought your product? Those are all instances where you could find
mm-hmm.
an existing customer, and that's where you would use the RIP card or a system for referral marketing to find those and give an incentive and help other people, have other people help you bring customers for a reward. So now you take care of the nail polish place if they start giving you more customers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, this is just brilliant. I'm loving this. This is just an incredible idea. Other variations as far as now, I'm going to get your contact information here in a little bit, Elf. But in the meantime, any other twists and turns? I mean, just what you're saying here, as far as the you're teaching them this kind of high level marketing is tremendous.
You know, there's nothing. I mean, it's so simple and such a basic idea that I think a lot of people are kind of, they're not really thinking of the power of personal marketing and when you can take the clutter and the noise out from people and have it referred by a friend, it changes the whole equation drastically, and people do listen to what other people say. I don't know how more to elaborate on it, to tell you the truth. I do have a system on my website too, Tim, that where you can actually track all these cards. So let's say you gave card number 10 to number 20 out to Lisa. You can put that in, and you can put in what you promised to give away and the results. So now you can actually log all of this. We made that also very easy for people.
Wow, that's tremendous, tremendous. So you've got a whole system that not only as far as producing these cards, but you have a system pretty much to track and support the people that purchase your cards.
Yes, exactly. And we're building that out. We're going to start enabling people to do SMS text messaging from the site and email to remind somebody. Let's say somebody suddenly referred 10 people. They may not know about it themselves, so now you send them a text message or an email saying, hey, you sent us 10 people. Here's what's waiting for you.
Wow. You'll get them driving like crazy over to get whatever it is they're supposed to get. That's tremendous. Wow.
Yeah, and you see also what happened with this one hair salon in San Francisco. There was about 4 or 5 clients that did the bulk of the referrals. Guess who you take care of? That's who you take
care of. Exactly. They're out there bird dogging for you, helping you out. And sure, because then you can, I mean, the lifetime value of what they're sending you is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they certainly, you know, they end up, some guy sends you, you know, 10 or 15 quality referrals, that's certainly worth a lot more than somebody you gave five or six cards to and then, you know, you never see them come back at all.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Very good, excellent. Other ideas in there, Alf, that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Not really at this point. I'm tweaking my head a little bit. Not at the current moment, Tim.
All right. Well, then, you already gave. I usually ask at this point about giving our listeners two or three useful tips, okay, that they could do now to help them. But you just did that. I mean, when you talked about the, you know, the marketing ideas, thinking outside the box, sitting the woman down, telling her about the lifetime value of a client. I mean, you already did this. So, what I'd like to do now, Elf, is how could our listeners contact you to learn more about this program, how it could help them.
Okay. They could send us an email at support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at ripcard.com. That's R-I-P as in Paul, C-A-R-D as in David, .com. And you can go to the website. You'll see some videos there. There's some PDF files that actually shows a cartoon drawing of exactly how you would interact with the cards. You could also call me if you wanted to at 415-673-6464 and talk to me in person. I'm in California, so just kind of respect the the time zones a little bit. I'm usually here from 8 till 6 o'clock in the evening, 6, 7 o'clock. And also on the website, you can learn everything about the RIP card. You can design the RIP cards on my website, so you can import your own logo, or you could hire a designer through my website, and you could add it to the shopping cart, and off it goes to a printer. So everything is turnkey on the website. Not everybody's aware of that. And and once somebody buys a RIP card, we're actually producing a video right now where we actually take them through many different scenarios of showing them how to work with the RIP card, how to market it, and how to really make it work effectively for you, because it's very important that we want to make everybody successful so they understand the concept. It's very simple, but it takes you. You need to give yourself 5-10 minutes just to kind of study it a little bit.
Sure. Well, I've actually viewed your site a couple different times, and your explanation and everything as far as when you go through the RIP card, it's you know, once you see it on your site, it's very, very self-explanatory. It's just tremendous.
Yeah. Cool.
So, Alpha, this has been great. I really believe you've shared some wonderful information here, and this has been very, very helpful. And I, look forward to speaking with you again in the very near future. I mean, this has just been wonderful, and I can't thank you enough. I think this is really going to be something that really makes a big difference between all the networking groups, and I mean, my goodness, the potential is just huge, and I, as I said before, and I'll let any of the listeners know here that I'm definitely going to be part of your affiliate program and looking to get some of your RIP cards myself, and looking forward to the whole process.
Hey, and thank you, Tim. I really appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk at your little show. I appreciate that.
Okay, all righty. Well, thank you very much, Alf, and I will be in touch, and I will be sending you a link to this teleseminar so you can listen to it yourself. I think it went very, very well. The main thing I look for when I'm talking with people is the enthusiasm, and your enthusiasm here and passion for what you did. I mean, that came right through. So this was just
awesome.
Wonderful.
Good. Thank you. No, thanks again, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, we'll be in touch, and I look forward to our brainstorming session with the other group out there in California. What town or city are you from, Alf?
Well, I live in San Francisco, California, but originally Norway, right?
So I'm
born and raised in Norway, and actually been living here for 23 years now. Uh-huh. But I live right, not downtown, but the Nob Hill in San Francisco.
Sure. Well, person coming to this country and becoming another success story. That's for sure. That's wonderful.
We'll see. We're talking to Tony Robbins' office right now too. He was very interested. Not him, but one of his VPs of marketing sold a card at the CEO Space seminar I went to last week. And
right.
We were talking. Yeah, that could be huge. So we'll see.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and Laura Langmeyer, too. I'm actually working on a joint venture deal with her as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have one of her books, and she's cutting edge. She's amazing, that's for sure. Well,
she
that's great.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, we're going to see what we can do as far as getting into a lot of the contacts that I have, Elf, and see if we can get on the East Coast here as well. And I just think it's just amazing. And again, I can't say enough great things about this. I look forward to staying in touch with you, and we will be talking some more.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Tim. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, huh?
Okay, you too, Elf, and I will be in touch, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.